Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the star line by a former Navy SEAL who's undergone 37 surgeries, 1,200 stitches, and grueling hours of rehab, along with his equally as powerful wife, confidant, and co-founder of Eagle Rise Speakers Bureau. Their book is Mission Invincible Marriage. We welcome Jason and Erica Redman. Before we begin, Jason, thank you so much for your service and your story.
Sean, my honor, man. Thank you for having Erica and I on.
Yes, absolutely.
Friends, let's go beyond the mic. Your marriage is forged through friendship, values, commitment, rituals, support, and communication, humor, and adversity. Erica, how did Jason admitting one lie strengthen your love together?
We've always been, we've always been a great team. And it is a funny beginning, all started off with the one lie. But we were really fortunate that we had a great foundation. And when adversity hit us, it actually made us stronger.
Jason, why was sharing this mission plan important? And which chapter was the hardest for you to learn yourself?
You know, it's kind of interesting. Some of this was very intentional coming out of the gates, the way we ran our marriage. And I think that's really important for individuals here. I mean, with a, cross country, we're reaching a 50% divorce rate. I was just reading an article this morning that many younger generation, Gen Z and below, are starting to look at, hey, I don't want to be in a relationship. You know, there's a lot of uncertainty in the world. And we were hoping to show them like how powerful it was for us. But all of that goes back to a level of intentionality. And I think for us, we went into our marriage that way. What did I have to learn along the way? Number one, my wife is not a mind reader. Definitely, even though many women think and want their husbands to be mind readers, they don't read minds. So we've got to be really intentional, and communication is probably the most critical thing, which is funny because in the military and in the SEAL teams, it is the exact same thing. Communication is the most critical aspect of any mission. It is going to be the most critical aspect of your marriage.
Erica, how does Jason strengthen your marriage on a daily basis?
Because I'm awesome. I mean, what?
I don't think it was something that we maybe not intentionally did initially, but I feel like our little rituals that that we later learned that were so important, carving out that time, little things like getting the other person coffee or your time together as dinner, or traditions that we set, whether with Christmas ornaments or coffee time together. So really, the daily rituals and even the small stuff that really gave us time together.
Mission Invincible Marriage is the book, Jason and Erica. It's time for the Rocking 88 random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There is no pressure. Since we have two guests, we'll alternate questions. Erica, favorite space in your Riverview Center event space?
Oh, definitely our sauna. We have a halotherapy sauna.
Jason, what's the best thing about your kids?
They're all very unique and great kids. They just each have their own individual personalities. It's hard to believe that, the same DNA creates such differences, but I love that about each one of them.
Erica, what's the one thing that Jason does that makes you smile other than letting him drive the RV through New York?
Oh, that about gave me a heart attack. His fun sense of humor. He really, I can't say that 100% of the time, but it was easy to support him because he is so positive 99% of the time. So whether we're having fun together or you're having a rough, a tough time, he does really great at making it still fun, even when things are hard.
Jason, what's the best thing about your dog?
They love you unconditionally. I've often joked about the fact that if you took, so here's where you're reaching the limits of an invincible marriage. If I took Erica and locked her in the trunk and I put my dog in the trunk at the same time and left her in there for 30 minutes and then I came back, Erica would come out of that trunk with a tire iron. My dog would be happy to see me in the face.
Erica, which is your favorite of the Patriot hard seltzers?
Oh, Green Apple. Absolutely. Green Apple.
Jason, what's your max bench?
I'm closing in on right now. I've been building back up. I'm trying to hit the 1,000 pound club at the age of 50. That's my goal. So probably 235 with my arm injury. That's always going to be the bench is going to be a limiting factor for me. I'm thinking I might be able to get 250. And you know, I'm not a big guy. I'm about 170. So
Erica, what do you dislike more? Reverse lunges, bicycle crunches, or burpees?
Oh, burpees. Burpees, absolutely.
I don't know anyone who will say, hey, I want to do 25 burpees.
Yes.
Sick people.
No one likes burpees.
Jason, what's the one thing that Erica makes you when you're sick?
That's a great one. I don't get, I don't get sick that often. Coffee or a tasty beverage.
That's so funny. Let's sneak in one more. Who's the one speaker from the Eagle Rise speakers that knocked you down figuratively when you first heard them speak?
Oh, that's tough. So many amazing stories. And they're all so different. I would say one of our most powerful, like close to our hearts, would be our friend Tim Brown, 9/11 survivor. So very powerful story. And also a great friend.
Yeah. Amazing story. If any of you guys get a chance, check out his TED talk on YouTube, Tim Brown, FDNY firefighter, survived the falling of the towers. It is just an amazing story. And then I would say Jason Checkerly is the other one.
There's so many good ones.
Yeah. That's Jason was a police officer who was rear ended in a horrific accident. The car exploded, burned. 90 to 95% of his body horrifically burned, and still went back and finished his career as a homicide detective. He's got a great story, and he's a great speaker. So, and there's a lot of other ones for all of you out there who, you know, if you're with us, much love to all our speakers.
Friends, it's time for one big question. When was your darkest day?
I definitely would say that the darkest day, and we really opened the book with this. I mean, you know, unfortunately, I can't say that my battlefield injuries did not leave some, it obviously left a lot of physical damage, but it also left some mental and emotional damage. And I think like many of our warriors, we don't want to admit that we're mentally struggling. And I think there's a natural thing that as humans, we tend to push people away when we're mentally struggling. It's just part of the path. We do the exact opposite of what we should be doing. And I was doing the same thing. I started pushing everybody away, including Erica and the kids. And she, you know, we talk about navigating conflict and problems in our marriage. And sometimes we just need to give people space to sort it out. But there is a point where that space can become dangerous, you know, because people will start to push so far away that they're not fixing themselves. They're only sinking deeper into a darker hole. And that's exactly what I was doing. And Erica called me out. She actually broke one of our rules of engagement, which was you are never allowed to bring up divorce. And she didn't bring up divorce, but what she said to me was, hey, this is how it ends. And she was talking about our marriage. And I think that it was a dark time for us. And it was a shock to me when she brought that up. And it was actually the shock that I needed. This story is pretty heavy in the book, but it's a very important one because it's the power of communication and her knowing me well enough to do something that shocked me into taking action beyond the current path I was on, which was just, you know, pushing people away and drinking too much alcohol.
She loves his sense of humor, and his dog loves him unconditionally. They want you to read their book, Mission Invincible Marriage. Jason and Erica Redmond, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us on.
Thanks, Sean.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond Mike Shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.